I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Save big on a hot spring spa. That's what I have. The Beam hot spring spa, a Tylo sauna, or even a cold plunge. All the things you need to turn your backyard into a spa. Relax, recharge, make the most of the final days of summer. For more info and to check out the products, you can visit creativeenergy.com. They have a few locations, so find one near you. Hot tubbing. It's nice. And this one is, we have a saltwater one, and it's actually been really easy to take care of, too. I was worried about that. I know some people will get, like, a service to come, it's great. It's really easy to keep clean, and it tells you what the thing needs. Like, you need to add some this, you need to add some that. The pH is this, the pH is that.
Well, and my friend who's in that business down south, he said AI is becoming part of this as well. Like, there are apps that you can turn it up, turn it down from the other
from
side of the country.
Wherever you are, right. No, it's really easy. Like, I mean, in the past, I've had a hot tub, and it just was like this whole thing. You had to take a little vial of water and put in the dipsticks and do all this stuff. And it's just, you can do it that way. But why? When you could just go check water. Okay. It's telling me to add 2 tablespoons of pH or whatever. Anyway, there you go. Creativeenergy.com. Very relaxing. Today is hump day. We're going to be doing some kiss, marry, kills. So I have a couple rounds for you. You know, Bob came up with a couple rounds too. So if you want to do some, Vin, feel free. If you've got some people on your mind, you're thinking about kissing, marrying, or killing, feel free. So I want to start with this one. And I'm throwing you a little bit of a curveball here. And for anybody who hasn't seen Alien Earth, maybe this won't apply to you. Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, we're starting now.
Yeah.
Out of the gate. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll do a little quick tease.
Okay. All right.
Each hour.
Okay.
Sydney Sweeney, Jenna Ortega, Sydney Chandler. She plays Wendy in the new series Alien Earth. She's the main girl character. And she is 29, even though she's playing a child. She's of legal age. And turns out, you know who Kyle Chandler is? Did you ever watch Friday Night Lights? He was coach on there. He's a recognizable dude. Like, did you see Manchester by the Sea?
Yes.
Yes. I think he's like the older brother. Maybe who died, right? One of them die, or maybe he's an uncle.
Kyle Chandler, you say?
Yeah, Kyle Chandler. Oh, there he is right there.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, he's been in tons of stuff. She is his daughter.
Okay.
The actress Sydney Chandler. So again, here we go. Kiss, marry, kill. Sydney Sweeney, Jenna Ortega, Sydney Chandler.
I'm very torn because while I'm not necessarily attracted to Sydney, I recognize her as a very pretty lady. She's not like really my type.
Which one? The young one? Sydney Chandler?
No, Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
The other girl,
Jenna Ortega.
She's Wendy,
yes.
Right? Okay, I'm into her.
Oh.
I don't think that she's like that. She caused us to have a conversation about her. And I was like, how old do you think that chick is? And Christina goes, I think she's 23. And I thought, I think she's more like 33, but pulling it, you know? Anyway, I like her. So I'll marry her. And then I will, you know, how old is Jenna Ortega?
She's legal. She's in mid-20s. She might be like 26. We'll find out.
22.
Oh, very young.
Well, how old is Sydney Sweeney?
Maybe she's like 26. She seems a little bit older to me. Oh,
you heard that?
She's 27.
Yeah. You know, I'm just going to forget about the age. Who freaking cares? We're playing a dumb game. I'm going to hump Jenna Ortega. Bye, Sydney.
Oh. Do you want to take a stab at this?
I think I would kiss Sydney. Jenna Ortega freaks me out. Sorry.
I think she's really pretty, and I'm actually attracted to the whole goth thing. Like, I think that's, you know, I think it's cool. And I love the role she's playing, but she's playing a high school kid, which really, that's what throws me off, is I feel like, ugh.
Yeah. Feels a little.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel right.
I think I would kill her. And I would marry this other girl who I don't know, but she gives good vibes.
And she's definitely good at her job.
Yeah. I kill her. I kill Sydney Chandler. I don't, and not for any reason other than she just reminds, because she's playing a child and she like makes me think of a child. And I thought she was really young. I said she could be anywhere from 17 to 23. And he was like, she's 29. Which I think is exactly how old she is. But I'm not attracted to her. I think I kiss Sydney Sweeney and I am going to marry Jenna Ortega. I love that chick. Like she'd be one of those people you were always, you had to kind of work to get a smile out of.
There are certain people that pull off what is her name?
Sydney Chandler.
Chandler. There's certain people who pull off that very short bang, sort of that cut that she's got.
That's a rough cut. Like that looks horrible on some people.
And she's pulling it.
Yeah.
I like it. No, but you're right.
Super
if there
pretty.
Are people who might go, I'll have this cut. And then they go into the barber, whatever, and come out and nope.
Well, it's only hair. It'll grow out. But I'm going to go home and sob for a few hours now and try to figure out some other way to wear my hair.
Not working out.
Yeah. All right. Here's a round for you, Vin. That was for you. This is a round for us. Ready? I think this one's kind of hard. Travis Kelce, David Beckham, LeBron James. Kiss, marry, kill.
Travis Kelce.
David Beckham. LeBron James.
LeBron's old.
Well, he's 40.
I think he's like 40. Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
So not old.
But that's okay. I mean, it's your bed. You don't want a 40-year-old in your bed, then... don't want it.
I think I might actually marry Travis Kelce. And I know I've talked some shade on him, but...
You fell in love with him during that.
He does seem like a delight to be around. And he's not going to play football forever.
Okay, so you're marrying Travis Kelce.
Who was the second one?
David Beckham.
Kill him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I'd kiss LeBron James. He's probably got some good... stories, pillow stories.
Oh, you're not just going to kiss him. You're going to lay there and talk for a while.
Yeah,
I mean,
course.
I guess, right. You get like the girlfriend experience, right? Sure. Boyfriend experience. I am going to kill Travis Kelce. He's perfect for Taylor.
Well,
I have zero attraction to that guy. He just seems like a meathead, but a very nice meathead. It seems like it. I'm going to kiss LeBron James and I'll marry David Beckham. I think that guy is smoking hot.
I've never seen David Beckham smile.
Oh, really? No, he smiles.
And this whole family drama, I don't want to get into.
Well, no,
of that.
They're out. Come on. I'm marrying him. They're old news.
The kids, though,
No.
It's a bunch of brats running around.
Does seem that way. But it sounds like his wife, Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice, and the daughter-in-law effing hate each other. And that's why. So is it Brooklyn? Is that the
Yeah, that's
kid?
The son.
Yeah. And he's just like, well, I choose her. I choose.
Nicola Peltz.
Oh, look at you knowing all
the
names.
Is Brooklyn making money any other way than being a Beckham?
I don't think so. At one point, he was quoted as like a chef.
Oh,
he was
what fun.
Cooking on YouTube or something.
Mm. Mm. Look, I can scramble eggs.
All right.
I'm also a chef. I too can scramble eggs. All right, Vinny, what do you think?
Oh, I'm doing this?
Kiss, marry, kill. Travis, Kelce, David Beckham, LeBron James.
LeBron James bugs me, although he's accomplished a lot. But I'm not interested in anybody that tattoos king on themselves when they're 19. Mm. Like, that is just...
He backed it up.
All right. If you say so.
He's so funny in that movie, Trainwreck, too. I totally fell in love with him a little bit. And
okay, I knew that was the case.
Because I know that I should hate him, but...
You know what? I thought the same thing when I saw it. I said, whenever this guy's finally done playing basketball, he's got an acting career ahead of him. He was great.
He was.
Well, that's why he's in L.A.
Very small part. But it mattered.
I actually can't believe that LeBron James is only 40 because he's been famous for my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was famous coming out of college.
Crazy.
No, yeah. He didn't go to college. I think he might have been the last guy that didn't go to college.
Oh, drafted out of high school?
I'm pretty sure. I don't follow his whole thing, but okay. So anyway, I'm going to say that I marry Beckham. I kiss Kelce, and I have to get rid of LeBron.
Mm. All right, well, we'll play more rounds. Next hour, we're going to have a glimpse into the mind of Bob.
A texter said, marry Sarah, kiss Bob.
Oh.
Sorry, oh, so
Vin.
I get killed.
Sorry, Vinny.
Okay. She didn't specify, but.
Well, someone's got to go. You know, don't feel bad about it. I'm sure there's plenty of them that are like, marry and kiss Vinny and kill both those girls.
Well, for the record, no one asked you. You didn't have to, but all right. I can live with it. You didn't have to.
I couldn't pass it up.
Sheesh.
Mm. Well, I mean, she's going to read the text now. So.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about her. Oh. I'm talking about the texter.
Oh.
No one asked you. You didn't have to send that in.
Oh, no, I want people to participate and have fun. In fact, send us your own kiss, marry, kills. I mean, maybe Bob goes, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
All right. Next up. Tamar Braxton, I only know her. She's sister of Toni Braxton, who's actually famous. Tamar is famous adjacently. I'm sure she's wonderfully talented as well. She won Big Brother celebrity version a few mm-hmm. years back, and that's the only exposure I had to her. And she's likable enough. She was fine. Here's the headline. Tamar Braxton found in a pool of blood with fractured nose and missing teeth after a mysterious near-death experience. She woke up that way. They call it a near fatal accident. She says, I struggled to write this, but everyone keeps calling me. And honestly, I can't even really talk anymore. I'm so weak. I almost died on Sunday. Some friend of hers found her. She says, as the days go by, the worse it is. I fractured my nose, lost some teeth, lost mobility. There is no explanation offered here. So it sounds like she, I don't know, is that a trip and fall? She has no recollection of what happened or how it happened. Did she faint and fall on her face? Did she fall down some stairs? Like there's zero more information. She says, I don't know what happened. She does say, though, she says, I don't even know what happened to me. The way I look at life now is totally different. So this is life changing. She's 48. As my health is on the mend, my mental journey begins. Pray for me for real. I don't even know what happened to me. So there's not a whole lot more.
Well, she needs to go to a doctor.
Mm. Well, I have to assume that she did, right?
I don't know. She's not telling. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time someone in Hollywood, in finger quotes, lied.
Mm.
So I don't know. I'm not calling her a liar. I'm just saying, I mean, to come out and say I had a near-death experience in my own house. I've lost teeth, broke my nose, and I have no recollection. Okay, well, then you need to see a doctor about your blood sugar or what. I mean, what is that? Is that a seizure? Is that passed out? Because
I mean, let's hope she at least went to the emergency room when she gets woken up with no teeth and a broken nose. And then she's had other little, I mean, not little. Okay, this is one. This is in 2022. She was taken to the hospital via ambulance in December of 2022, experiencing flu-like symptoms and needing oxygen. I thought God was taking me home because I could not breathe.
2022?
Yeah.
Well, that could have been COVID.
Could have been. She doesn't say that here. Anyway, good luck to her. I'm terribly sorry that this happened. I am mystified. I hope that her memories come back. It would just be interesting to hear, but I just thought, wow, that's dramatic. And then I'm going to end with this. All things end with Britney. Britney Spears posted another video. She's famous for it. I don't know what it could be, a bedroom. It's hard to tell. It's darkened in the background. She's wearing like, kind of a teacher dress. Here you go. Here's some, you can watch her as she's moving. Do you have the audio from this? She's clearly seen the Taylor Kelce interview because she's talking about bread the whole time while she's touching herself incessantly, like boobs, butt. Oh, turn this up.
Takes 6 hours to make it, where it smells like cake.
Can you roll the video?
The whole house. I'm waiting for that moment to just devour this homemade bread. It's not like cake, and it's not like bread. I can't explain it. It's really weird. It's so good.
Now then at the end, she turns around, grabs her butt and is shaking it as though that's what butter does. It's, you know, I'm not sure. Smooth like butter.
It's smooth like butter. I love it.
Yeah. It takes 6 hours to make and the whole house smells like bread. It smells like cake, but it's not cake, but it's also not bread, but it's cake bread.
And the whole house. It's so smooth.
And that's like weird.
Butter.
So weird. Oh, there she is with butter. Any thoughts, Vinny? I mean, I don't know what thoughts we can have other than what is happening to Britney?
You know what's happening. She got set free. No one's keeping an eye on her anymore. And this is what we get.
Mm.
And, you know, I hope the Spearsies are happy.
I'm happy. I'm happy for her.
Are you?
I can't help but notice she was doing this stuff before. They just weren't letting her post it. It's like, what do you think her? How do you think her life was different before she was free?
She filled her days before that.
Like they were making her take art class and draw and.
Well, yeah, I actually think she was finger painting. Mm-hmm.
She's definitely still finger painting.
Yeah. No, that's real.
Is she in the? What kind of room is this? The ground.
I know. It looks like tile with a border, but it could be a rug, I guess.
There's kind of like
junk in the background.
Junk on the back and the bright, hot pink Uggs that in high school, when I was 16, my best friend begged her parents for these for Christmas and they got them for her. They were like $200, these hot pink Uggs. And she loved them so much, she was too afraid to wear them.
Oh,
for fear of ruining them.
Right, water stains.
Yeah, so she only wore them like one time before like she was like, oh, I can't wear these. These are ridiculous. Oh. Mm. So I always take that lesson with me. Like, wear the freaking thing.
Yeah.
Eat the cookie.
Eat the cookie.
Bake the bread. It smells like butter.
The whole house smells like cake. Anyway, I don't know. Should we post this on the Sarah Vinny? I think I might have even put it up on the Facebook page, but maybe I will. I can just check. Okay, then.
I don't know what kind of trauma she's been through, but that I'm sure someone, a psychologist or somebody, could be like, that's a sign of this, that hypersexuality that she, the...
Yeah,
she
can't keep her hands off
herself.
I turn
a camera on and I've got to touch my boobs and grab my butt and rub my ribs and the whole thing is...
It's just disturbing.
It's like a, like faux hot? Like it's not, it's fake hot.
It's not hot. It's not hot. Not a hottie.
Some people are super anxious over getting haircuts.
Oh.
After these.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm just going to keep on dancing. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. And just a little reminder, you can watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jambar. An organic real food energy bar packed with gluten-free grains and no highly processed sugars or oils. Made locally, Jam Bars fuel your workouts and daily adventures. Pick up Jam Bars in stores including Whole Foods, Safeway, and Nugget Markets.
Nice. I like those.
It was written in there. Never mind. I went, oh, they wrote for me, this report is brought to you.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I always just say that.
Report is brought to you.
Right. Actually, I could even read more of what, anyway. Sorry about that, everyone. Here we go. Weather-wise, we're looking at a hot day, but not according to, I'm looking at the Merck News right now. They say only a couple spots possibly will hit triple digits in the east.
Oh.
But it's not going to be as hot as they expected. They're saying here, yes, temperatures today in the Bay Area will in some places get up to the mid to maybe even the upper 90s. But only maybe, they're saying, some places such as Antioch in the far east, Contra Costa County, might see triple digits. Mm. Might. Every place else, Walnut Creek, 91, San Jose, 89, Napa, 94. That's kind of what you're looking at. But considering this summer has been mild.
Really pleasant.
Mild is
one pleasant
one way of putting it. I've been thinking of it as delightful, joyous.
What was it? Delulu or something? Something's
Delulu.
For delightful?
No, for delusional.
Oh. Well, I'm using it for delightful. Delulu. It was just another Delulu day.
I've got a question. Here in the city, this is when it starts to get warm. Like the next couple months is when it might hit 80. Does it start to get cooler in the rest of the Bay at this time?
No.
If it's hot here, it's smoking everywhere else.
Yeah. So we still have two more months of summer.
Oh yes.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very funny how things are done and you sort of catch on late. At the gymnastics class I took my kid to yesterday, they're handing out these slips as you're leaving to everyone. And the slip says, we're taking next week off to celebrate fall. And I went, that's not fall.
Yeah.
Not even close.
No, there's still a month away.
That's what I'm saying. Like it was very, but everybody's, doing
maybe
their own.
Maybe they mean like back to school.
I don't know. They're all seem to be, everybody's doing their own thing.
People are obsessed with getting to the next season. I will never understand it. Companies, I understand why they want to start selling stuff earlier, but people who are like, okay, it's August 15th. I'm ready for spooky season.
Yeah, the pumpkin spice is in the news.
I'm with you. The only season I like rushing is like January, February, March, like the winter. Enough of that. Bring on the spring.
Right.
But then I'm like, this spring is stretching out in front of me. Summer's fall is delightful. But man, January, February, March. Mm.
This story is about haircuts.
Okay.
Now,
we all get them.
Yeah. Yep. Because the hair just keeps growing. Even if it doesn't grow all the places you would want it to, you are going to deal with hair.
Yeah. That's when you got to make some decisions.
Yeah. Yes. Now, I did have hair. Long.
And you kept it
and
nice.
Short. Yeah, I did all kinds of different kinds of stuff. I've had mohawks. I've had really long hair.
I've had a pompadour.
A shaved head. I've had a pompadour type style. I've had a new, we called it new romantic, but it was definitely that 80s flock of seagulls, that sort of over.
Yep. Gelled on the sides and allowed to flop on the top.
If I said to you, let me do it this way. Tell me something about that makes you think of the 80s that would be universal.
Oh.
That everyone would go, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because I would say the universal smell of the 80s was Aquanet.
Oh.
Freaking hairspray. Whether you were into metal or you were into Duran Duran.
Hairspray was a part of the equation.
It was overdone hair was a big part of the 80s.
Yeah.
And Aquanet, that stink. I can smell it now.
I'd say, that's. You know what? I used Stiff Stuff. Which I think it was called Aussie, which had like almost a grape flavor. And they were like more like you sprayed them and you kept your hair where you wanted it to be and it would harden into like.
Unbreakable. We used egg whites for that.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going for a mohawk. I wanted the hair to not be cookable. later.
That's not, I mean, I it wasn't supposed to be cookable, but it was definitely the cheap way to get your mohawk to stand up.
Yeah. But I also think of spandex. I think of skinny ties. I think of MTV. I think of
MTV is another example of the thing that it ran through all the different genres of music.
Well, and kind of cable in general. Like that seemed like the rise of, like, as soon as there was something on it I cared about, like cable TV was suddenly, what was that song, 57 Channels and Nothing's On? Is that like a Bruce Springsteen song or something?
It's not ringing a bell. 57
channels and nothing's on. Because we were like, oh my God, we have like 50 channels.
Well, that's changed. There's a lot of channels, but there's also a lot on. Mm. Who can get to it all?
You can't get to it all. In fact, it's so much that I sometimes just go, I'm not going to watch anything. I'll just read a book.
Let me ask you this, because this story is about hairdos.
Okay.
And we've gotten a little off topic, although I love it. I love the idea of thinking about the 80s, and you and I both went through it in very different ways.
Yeah.
So they're talking about haircuts here. Did you ever take a picture of a lady from a magazine, walk into a hairstylist, hand it to her and go, that?
Yeah, literally every time I go to the hairstylist.
Still?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've only been once in the last however many years.
Right. But you brought a picture.
I did.
That time too.
Yeah. You know, I brought when I was going to get my hair all cut off. Because I went kind of short and I didn't really have an idea for it. Remember, I kind of cut some off. And then I took that, I think her name is like Marina Baca Raka Naka Naka. She was on Homeland.
Smoking hot chick.
And she's in Deadpool. She's the wife in
Deadpool.
Yes,
she was on, I think, a show called V, too.
She had a really short haircut, kind of longish on the top, like very pixie-ish. And I'm like, because no one wanted to cut my hair as short as I wanted. Like, they just wouldn't do it. And probably because I don't have the neck for it. But then I'm like, this is what I want. Like, get all this hair off of me.
You're telling me you went to a person with money in pocket and said, I'll take this. And they said, no.
No, I finally I was like short, really short. Clip it around my ears in the back of my head like a boy. I want to look like a boy. Like, I don't know how much more direct I could have been about it. And they were just so careful. And I'm like, it's a shortcut. Just take the clippers and get the back off and then get going.
Maybe hairstylists have dealt with this so much where they've done what was asked. And then the person goes, what did you do to me? And they leave crying. Mm. And so they're more careful. Maybe that's it.
It's got to be. But I was like, listen. And there I am with my not that short hair. This is what I want. Please. She's like, well, you know, you're not going to look like her afterward. I'm like, I agree. I won't. But this is the cut I want.
After my trip to...
And thanks for rubbing it in that I don't look like Marina Bacaraga Raga.
After I get my neck done in Guadalajara.
Yeah, then I'm going to look like this.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
That story's still unbelievable. That guy's neck was like
pristine. Sharp as a razor.
It took 15 years off that dude's life.
15, I'd say. That dude looks like he could pass for 25. I'm like, oh my God.
This is a story we did yesterday.
It's
that
up
you
on
can
the
find
Facebook it. Page, right? We put it up yesterday.
Bob, have you gone? You keep your hair all one length. I see you. And that's one of the things I think is the most versatile cut is grow it out. You can put it up in a bun. You can pull it back. You can curl it.
Ponytail it, braid it, whatever, things. All the things.
And that's what you've got now. But I can't imagine. Have you had very short hair?
No. Oh. Never. Ever? Yeah. I have had a friend growing up who one time she was a natural blonde. And we both had like gorgeous long blonde hair growing up. And one time when we were a little bit older, she'd cut it completely off just to see how she felt. And I feel like I have such a connection to my hair and like my personality. And I just can't imagine cutting it off.
Even today?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't know. I would love to, but I don't think I could.
It gets, I think for girls, it was hard for me. Like as a kid, I didn't even want my mom to trim my hair. Like I had really long pin straight hair. Like it was, she even tried to perm it a bunch of times and nothing. It just
doesn't
wouldn't take it. And it was just really long. But I couldn't, like I really wanted to do something with it, but I was too afraid to. I just could not do it. And so finally, I got bangs cut, but I was just like, don't cut them too short. You know, and the guy's just like, okay, whatever. And they were... So they weren't even above my leg or hanging down on my nose. I didn't want them to go any shorter. And then I started having to put barrettes in there and stuff. Like I was just a freak about it. But then the older I got, and when I was 30, I still had just like long one length hair.
Right.
And then after I had kids, the texture of my hair changed a lot. Like it's a lot thicker than it used to be. Or I should say it's like wavier. And then I got to a point where I'm like, what am I holding on to this for? Like give me this haircut with the one with no hair on it. And I will say, I think I'm much cuter with long hair, but the ease of getting in the shower and you can always
just
take the soap and run it over. Yeah. Like you don't have to do it. It's so, it just go with the towel and you're done. You don't have to wrap your head. There's oh my God, the ease of it. I can't wait to cut it all off again someday.
I always loved for sure letting my hair grow as long as I could stand it for as long as I could stand it and then shaving it bald from there.
Yeah. Did you ever donate it?
No, because I was a kid. Mm. I was, no, there wasn't that. Or at least I didn't have access to the info that would be, I could make someone's life with this hair by just giving it away. I didn't. But I would, that feeling where a big, 15-inch chunk of hair just goes boom and lands on your leg and you're like, oh,
I'm already lighter.
And then that's it. That feeling where you just, oh, how did I live like that? I was walking around with curtains attached to my head.
Oh, I would love to shave my head, but I think I would have a meltdown.
You have a pretty good head for it, though.
I don't think so. I got a small head and broad shoulders. Mm. Like Travis Kelce.
So you think of yourself as broad shoulders?
You're...
My hair is such a connection to my femininity. I just don't know.
Hmm. You feel like it's Samson's, you know, Samson cuts off his hair and it was his strength and you'd cut it off and you'd be like too butch.
It won't be funny anymore.
The fear you have is actually what this story is about. And they're even saying men feel the nervous anxiety of going to a barber or a hairstylist and asking for a new look. They just can't do it. Like you meet, and I've known guys.
Well, changes are hard.
I actually give a lot of credit to my friend Danny Swanee, who's up in Sacramento. He's had the same haircut since you could look at his school photo all the way up to today, and it's the same, short on the sides, parted to this direction, and a little bit, the hair dryer right. pushes up the front a little. His whole life, that's
this
his haircut.
Him.
Yes.
Pushes his fingers up straight through it, pulls it to the side.
And good for him.
Yeah.
He found what worked and is done with it, hair. But there are people who get very anxious. It sounds like Bob's one of them. Considering a new haircut. Men are very afraid to ask for anything different.
Yeah.
John cuts it short and then just leaves it, right?
And then he just leaves it and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. His hair never gets long. It gets big.
I think that's cool.
I like when I'm always kind of sad when he comes home with the haircut.
Well.
Because I love it. He just, sometimes he'll turn around and you're just like, oh my God, you look like a wild man.
He's got a fro. That's cool. But I also know that what we just talked about, when that comes off, you go, oh,
yes.
What was I thinking?
I know.
It's so like gradual that you become accustomed to it. But when it's gone, you go, oh. Jeez,
I know.
Never again.
Just even right now, thinking about how freeing it was to not have a ton of hair. I like just going swimming. You'd go in, you get out, you'd shake your head,
mm-hmm.
and that would be it. So good.
The average guy gets their hair cut 10 times per year.
Oh, that's a lot.
Once every 5 weeks. Well, if you keep it over your ears, you've got to get that at least tightened up.
Yeah.
Because it starts to come over the ear and then flip out.
Yeah. John, I would say, cuts it maybe probably 3 times a year, which I'm like, never cut it.
Most guys keep the same hairstyle for 7 years or more.
Yeah.
And like I said, my friend Danny, his whole freaking life.
50 years.
The same exact thing. Mm.
If it works, it works.
Well,
does it not work?
No, there's just that he doesn't care. He's, you know.
Right.
Short enough over the ears. Parted to the side.
Boom.
Let's go have a day.
Right. Imagine if he'd gone bald, he would have to make some decisions. What am I going to do about this?
I think most guys, as they start to go bald, just live with the back being, you know, skin. And
right.
someone sort of trims around it to keep it from looking like a deep hole.
Oh, yes. That's there's probably a whole trick to that, too. Yeah.
Or they start the
comb over.
Hey.
Yeah.
Here are 10 hairstyles ranked by the number of those men who think they could make it work. Letting it grow out is number one.
Oh.
Most people think that long hair is easily pulled off by most people, I think.
Yes.
Because it's a look.
Right.
And
a dude can look pretty good with shoulder length. It does kind of depend on where you're at in life, I guess. Maybe what your job is, I guess. But I don't mind that. And I am not a man bun hater at all. Like I got a friend we call man bun.
Well,
and
he's gorgeous. That doesn't count.
He is gorgeous. But it is a thing. It's a look. And when he wears it down, it's like, oh.
Do you get all,
oh.
Come sit by me, Mike J.
Ooh. Yeah.
Right
he's,
here.
He's my date on Saturday night. We're going to go see a Jellyfish tribute band. And John has some fantasy football draft thing he's doing. And I was like, hey, Mike, want to go? He's like, yeah. Let's do this.
A Jellyfish tribute band.
Yeah, they're doing the whole Belly Button record.
Who's Jellyfish?
What? They haven't had a hit in years.
Did they ever?
Yes. Well, they did at alternative radio. There were definitely a few songs, probably like in 94, 95.
I got to look that up.
Yeah. I love that band, and I think they're local. And that was the thing that Pat and I bonded over. Like, he goes, what do you think is, you know, who are you listening to right now? And I was like, oh, I'm listening to Jellyfish. And he's like, oh, my God! So I'm going with with Mike. Mike J is my date.
Jellyfish is so an lucky. American rock band that formed in San Francisco in 1989.
Oh, there you go. And the lead singer was the drummer. He would had a stand-up kit, and he stood right out front. They are so, so amazing. They're so talented. They're really, they're cool. They have like a psychedelic thing and just pop.
I'm not seeing New that, Mistake.
New Mistake is one.
Joining a fan club.
Oh my God, that's a great one.
The Ghost at number one.
The Ghost at number one. How does it feel? Yes, they're great. They're just like very almost stagey dramatic, like some of their stuff. Great harmonies. Finding Sarah. No. Is that the name of it?
He's My Best Friend. Ignorance is Bliss. Sabrina.
That Is Why is one of my favorites. There's definitely a Sarah song.
Not seeing it. Russian Hill. All right. Yeah, there you go.
So anyways, we're going to go to this thing I'm going with Pat.
That's really cute.
Pat and Marianne.
And Mike J.
We're double dating with them. Me and Mike J. I'm going out with a man bun on Saturday night.
Good for you.
Because John's very busy with his fantasy football.
Oh, geez. I am done story.
Oh, geez. Well,
Did we even finish the end? No, we didn't finish the story at all.
Are these videos the ones that put YouTube on the map after these?
Oh, man. What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.